My, oh my, how time flies. Happy Sunday, the September the 28th. Praise the Lord, 2014. Fred, how you doing? My name is Joey Kroll. It is so good to see you. I pray that you're having yourself a blessed weekend. Hopefully it's a restful one for you. Hopefully it's one that's filled with spending time with loved ones and family members, and so good to be spending some time with you. Now, if you're not too familiar with Sunday worship, let me educate you here for a second. Sunday worship is a program that focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And each and every program, we focus on a main theme or thought. And today, we're going to be talking about a good one. We're going to be talking about the apple of his eye. Yeah, friend, you. Yeah, I'm talking about you. You are the apple of his eye. We're going to be focusing on that today, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship him now. Together we sing.
That's right. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Friend, I pray that you're blessed here today, and we're focusing on how you are the apple of his eye. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, "But God demonstrate his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Friend, let me ask you a question. Are you lovable? You may have immediately thought, no, I'm not. You know, I probably would have responded the same way before I came to understand the true nature of God's love and his reason for loving me. How can God love you as imperfect as you are? Well, friend, he loves you because he wants to. It pleases him. God loves you because that is his nature. God is love, as 1 John 4:8 says. If he were otherwise, he wouldn't be who he is. God may not always love everything you do, but he does love you. His love is unconditional. It is based on him, not on you. Embrace his love for you today.
Up Calvary's mountain, one dreadful morn, walked Christ my Savior, weary and worn. Facing for sinners, death on a cross, that he might save them from endless loss. Father, forgive them, my Savior prayed, even while his lifeblood flowed fast away, praying for sinners while in such woe. No one but Jesus ever loved so. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, seems now I see him on Calvary's tree, wounded and bleeding, for sinners pleading, blind and unheeding, dying for me. Oh, how I love him, Savior and friend. How can my praises ever find end? Through years unnumbered on heaven's shore, my song shall praise him forevermore. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, seems now I see him on Calvary's tree, wounded and bleeding, for sinners pleading, blind and unheeding, dying for me. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, seems now I see him on Calvary's tree, wounded and bleeding, for sinners pleading, blind and unheeding, dying for me.
Oh, how he loves you and me. Oh, how he loves you and me. He gave his life. What more could he give? Oh, how
Isaiah 30:18 says, "Yet the Lord longs things to be gracious to you. Therefore, he will rise up to show you compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him. You know, isn't that a wonderful verse, friend? It tells you that God is waiting to be good to you. He's actually looking and longing for an opportunity to show you his goodness. He is a God of justice, and he desires to make every wrong thing right. Choose to believe God and get ready to receive the wonderful gifts he is waiting to give to you.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Remember me in a Bible cracked and faded by the years.
sanctuary filled with silent prayer.
So much for listening to Sunday Worship right here on this final Sunday of September. Try to process that there. I mean, October starts in a couple of days. Yes, I pray that you're blessed this weekend. My name is Joey Kroll, and today we're focusing on the apple of his eye. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 7 says, "The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He brings low and he lifts up." You know, friend, a perfect example of the scriptures found in the life of Esther. God raised her out of obscurity to become the queen of an entire land. He gave her favor with everyone she met, including the king. Now, Esther drew upon that favor to save herself and her people from being murdered by the evil Haman. Despite great personal risk, she was not afraid to go to the king and ask for him to intervene because she had favor. Friend, regardless what circumstances come into your life, believe God for supernatural favor. Despite how hopeless things may seem, God can lift you up. If your life is in his hands, the light of the Lord shines upon you. Praise the Lord. It is time for you to believe the words of your father. You are the apple of my eye. You are my child. Think about that as you begin a brand new week. You, friend, are the apple of his eye. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. So much for listening to Great News Radio. Of course, this is Sunday Worship on this Sunday, September the 28th, 2014. Friend, you can always catch up with me. I'd love to hear from you. If you have a song request or a prayer request, or you just want to say, hey, I'd love to hear from you. My email is joey@greatnewsradio.org, J-O-E-Y @greatnewsradio.org, or you can do it the old-fashioned way. Write us a note, Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Well, friend, coming up tomorrow, it's the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, coming up at 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.